This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and I turn to Sam Batchelor, my son, to help me understand a puzzling story, the great Microsoft and a troubled company called Activision. I read from the Wall Street Journal report. Microsoft Corporation, in its planned purchase of Activision Blizzard Incorporated, will take on a company with a troubled reputation surrounding its workplace culture. But, says the Wall Street Journal, the risks stemming from those problems are far from insurmountable. Second graph, Microsoft's announcement this week that it intends to purchase the video game company in a $75 billion all-cash deal came after Activision experienced a spate of bad news over the past 6 months, including allegations of sexual misconduct and subsequent regulatory actions. I'll stop there. Sam, the great Microsoft, $75 billion all cash. What is Activision? Not what are the problems with it. What does it represent to Microsoft? Good evening.
Good evening. Hello, John. Hello, Dad. Thanks for having me. So Activision Blizzard is a combination of several game producers, developers, but their main ones are Activision, Blizzard, and a mobile game producer called King. All put together, Activision Blizzard is one of the top largest video game producers of the world. I believe number seven, due to the Wall Street Journal saying. Some of the most notable games that they own are games that I, a self-proclaimed millennial nerd, have not only heard of through my life, but have also played, including World of Warcraft, made very famous due to not only its player base, the culture attached to it, but also South Park had a lot and just become very much a cultural mainstay. They also own intellectual property IP, such as StarCraft, Diablo, Overwatch, Hearthstone. Activision, the part of Activision Blizzard, also makes the game, a little game called Call of Duty, which is a game that's sort of dominated the video game narrative and now has over 30 titles. So Activision Blizzard as a unit is really just a source of incredible intellectual property that the world, the gamers of the world, have put countless hours, days, weeks, years into playing. Now, Activision Blizzard has come under a lot of fire in the past year. In July of this year, a California regulatory agency came out and sued Activision Blizzard. They had been investigating for about 2 years and sued them for the widespread sexual harassment and general discrimination within the company. Since that time, many people came out speaking against the company, and Wall Street Journal then came out with an article explaining that the CEO, Bob Kotick, not only knew about the allegations, but perhaps tried to cover them up. So terrible, terrible workplace situation that was happening over there at Activision that the world didn't really know about. Right before the news of the California regulatory suit came out, the stock was at about $95. Since then, it dropped to $50, almost shaving about 50% of its obviously stock price and market cap. Well, after the news came out, both Sony and Microsoft, huge video game companies, number two and three in the sense of revenue, both came out and said that they were very concerned about the news that had surfaced and needed to reconsider their relationship with Activision. Well, turns out what that reconsider really meant for Microsoft was they saw an acquisition opportunity. And just this week, Microsoft announced that it was acquiring Activision Blizzard for about $69 to $75 billion. To put in perspective on how huge that acquisition is in the video game industry, the average annual money spent on acquisitions in the video game industry since about 2016 has been about $10 billion. And that's of all mergers and acquisitions of video games. So for Microsoft to come out and 7X that is pretty profound. So this is huge news in the video game industry.
All right. Now, I'm keen on your understanding because you've played these games and I can't. And I don't know them. Are they paying for old news? Are they paying for something that was hot? Does this have a future? Remember, we're moving from where we are now to 5G and something called Meta. Is that Activision? Activision Call of Duty, I know that. That's a combat game. And Warcraft, right? That's the one where you have these odd characters wandering around in a landscape. Are those games still hot? Or is that the millennial stuff and the new generation has moved on?
I was really interested to hear how you were going to explain Warcraft. That was a fine explanation. Yes, I have really. So Blizzard boasts right now that it has about 400 million active monthly players. So the community surrounding the games that Activision Blizzard represents is still very alive and active. Call of Duty comes out with a new title every year. World of Warcraft is quite literally a world. All the other games attached to it are substantial. Also, I had mentioned that one of the game developers that Activision owns is King. King produced Candy Crush, which isn't necessarily a hardcore game, but it is one of the more dominant, prolific mobile games to waste a lot of time on as you're commuting or what it might be. So all of the games that Activision Blizzard represents that Microsoft has now purchased have substantial IP, intellectual property behind it that, well, I mean, I guess you could argue the quality of some of these games certainly has been on the decline. I have no statistics to point to that, but as a self-acclaimed gamer and watching my friends play, there's been a lot of frustration in Warcraft, Hearthstone, StarCraft, Diablo was plagued with problems over the past year. So the quality of the games has been declining, but that does not necessarily deter from the underlying maybe not love right now, but passion that gamers have had.
All right, Microsoft just built themselves a database. What about Meta? Is Activision ready for Meta? Have they got games that are going to work in that unusual landscape?
I mean, World of Warcraft is quite literally a world. So many games, you just really follow the protagonist and the protagonist is placed in this world that you don't really care about, and you go off on whatever adventure comes with that. Well, a lot of Activision's games are actually not one player, not one problem, but a world or a universe that has been created around it. All of these titles, Diablo, StarCraft, Warcraft, have so much heft to the story behind it that if we want to talk about the metaverse, and just to explain again, the metaverse is this concept that's gotten a lot of news recently. It's really just, what is that virtual digital life? Not just playing video games. It's normally attached to a virtual reality headset that you put on and are immersed in this new world. Well, that's really, how is the metaverse going to work? How is it going to be successful? By placing people in worlds that they want to live in. Activision Blizzard has proven time and time again that the worlds and universes that they provide, players not only want to live in, but have stuck around with. I learned today that people are still paying $15 a month to play World of Warcraft, a game that came out, I believe, in the early 2000s. That baffles my mind.
All right. My job here is to raise problems, you know, because one assumption would be Microsoft's overpaid. Fine. They've done that before. They've bought things that didn't work out. And everybody takes risks. I understand that. The Meta, I've read one article about it. I've never played on a Meta landscape. I imagine it's something like the holodeck on one of the Star Trek iterations, where you assume a costume and you wander around and pretend, say, you're Wyatt Earp or something like that. But in any event, I've read that early reviews of Meta include people saying it's not policed. And it's like the internet. Anything's possible, and there are bad actors everywhere. Now, is Microsoft the company to clean that up? I believe they are. They're quite competent. But still, this is not a guaranteed success, the Meta, for these games. Your understanding of developing new games, does Activision have a comparable staff of creativity? I understand they're servicing games that are successful. Are they continuing to create games for the next generation?
So to just break this down a quick second. So Activision Blizzard, I'm certain there's still quite a lot of talent there, but obviously the workforce and how it's been built currently needs considerable looking and to root out the I mean, the issues and the evil at the top. I do think there are still incredibly creative people there, but I have read that a lot of the creative heads for some of their most substantial games have been leaving, and there's just this huge turnover. So I see what Microsoft is purchasing is not necessarily, certainly not the leadership at Activision, the employers perhaps, but the IP behind it. But if we want to talk about what the metaverse is to Microsoft. During a 15-minute investor relations call shortly after the news was announced that that Microsoft was buying Activision, in that 15-minute span, the term metaverse was mentioned more than 10 times. Every 90 seconds, they were talking about metaverse. Microsoft is honing in on this concept, and they want to win this, game, for lack of a better term. Mr. Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, has been quoted to say gaming is a much bigger market than it ever was. And he forecasts from in a decade, it is possibly going to become the largest category in entertainment. So from the top at the CEO at Microsoft and all the way down, they are honing in on this metaverse. How do you get people? Well, you had asked about the policing. The Facebook metaverse and the lack of policing does not surprise me. Facebook itself has been plagued by trolls and issues and all the bad things that can come with the internet and the lack of accountability behind it. So the fact that they are experiencing the same problem in this now virtual world, essentially, of Facebook does not surprise me. I do think that internet trolls are just an unfortunate part of the digital world, but who is best poised to solve that? Not solve, but at least control it as best as possible. I would look towards gaming companies that have been experiencing this same demographic and the bad within it for a long time. That is Microsoft. That is Activision Blizzard. These are the people that have watched, witnessed, and experienced those problems coming out. And while no one has the answer to it necessarily, I would much rather trust someone that's been experiencing it that also is offering this. And we haven't talked about the Game Pass, Dad, but Microsoft is essentially allowing all of these games through a monthly subscription. If you have a monthly subscription attached to your name, that provides accountability. That Facebook being able to create a new Facebook profile for free with a couple clicks will never actually be able to provide.
All right. What we have here is a millennial, my son, convincing a boomer who cannot play these games that Microsoft knows what it's doing. I'll go along with that because Microsoft is the best corporation in the solar system right now. Sam Batchelor, this is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.